Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and my man Remo has lined up an interview with somebody who's creating a lot of noise. Just had his first sold-out show in L.A. The entire audience knew every single word. Lil Sean is in the building.
Yeah.
Lil Sean in the building, man.
Hell yeah.
And you haven't done an interview in many years.
I've done one interview, but I wouldn't consider it like a real interview. I hadn't really created any buzz at that point, so this is like my first real interview.
Right. What were the circumstances of that interview previously? You were just around?
Yeah, just around. Basically, it was some people from my city.
Right.
But I don't know. I didn't really like the questions they asked either. It wasn't a good interview, in my opinion. This is like the first interview where like I can really reach out to my fans and tell them, you know, everything about Plug and B and the other community.
Hell yeah, we're honored.
How old were you when you did that first? Because that was like, 4 years ago, right?
Well, yeah, that was like, 3-4 years ago. I was like 14, yeah.
Because you've been making music since you were super young, right?
Dude, yeah, like 10, yeah.
10? Okay,
yeah.
And okay, so for the people who don't know,
yeah,
where are you from? And give us a little bit of your childhood experience.
So I'm from originally Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Mm.
Getting into like music, I guess, it was from like my dad. He listened to like a lot of Led Zeppelin and stuff like that. I grew up playing the drums with him. He played the guitar. I listened to like a lot of Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, like stuff like that. And a lot of my influence comes from, surprisingly, like Michael Jackson and music and like that type of scene, like 80s music, stuff like that.
My parents played a ton of Michael Jackson and the Beatles and Marvin Gaye for me.
I still listen to Michael Jackson to this day, like. It's like one of my favorite artists, like forever. Yeah.
It's kind of hard for us to even judge his impact because I was kind of like alive during his run, but like a lot of his run was before I was really like even paying attention to music. But like, I mean, that's kind of like one of the most outsized impacts on music ever.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I mean, like, honestly, dude, there's like not like a single artist like specifically that like influenced my music career. It's like all types of music, like R&B, like I like music like Paramore, you know what I mean?
Love
like
Paramore. I just recently got into them because I fuck with Olivia Rodrigo, so tough. My girl was like, no, you need to listen to Paramore. That's where this shit comes from.
That shit's fucking fire. Yeah, I fuck with that shit. I fuck with all types of music. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I can just, a lot of my fans have said, like, they hear, like, an emo, like, type of, like, spin on, like, the Plug and B that I do. Like, I kind of see it a little bit, but, like, that's, like, where a lot of my inspiration comes from, like, that really melodic type of sound.
And were you just always perpetually online?
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
From very early on? Did you ever go outside and play in the dirt or anything?
Hell yeah, yeah. Of course. I mean, like, I wasn't like an iPad kid or anything, you know what I mean? But, like, I was always, like, technological. Like, I know my way around, like, a computer and stuff like that. So, like, like learning how to make music was, I guess, like, a lot easier than, like, other people could figure it out, you could say, I guess. Yeah, no, I'm a really technological person, in my opinion.
But did you ever learn to play an instrument or anything, or everything was just learned
online? Just the drums.
Drums,
like,
right, yeah.
Yeah, I can play the drums. But I never, like, really tried to learn how to play, like, any other instruments. It's just, like, the computer is, like, easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so you start being online, like, what kind of shit are you delving into on there? And was, like, music part of it from the beginning?
Yeah, so when I first started, like, getting into music online, I was, like, taking, like, 3-6 Mafia vocal chops and like creating like sample beats out of shit like that. I don't know if you know like DJ Smokey is.
Yeah. We had him on back in the day. Yeah.
So shit like that. That's like what I first started with. So like I was like a producer way before I was like an artist. That's what I started with. And then like it branched out into like the rapping when I started skateboarding, actually. So like that got me into like the Plug scene of everything because the people I was around at the time, they were listening to, like, early Cardi, you know, like, with the Plug beats, Mexico Dro, stuff like that, and just, like, the underground Plug scene in general, and that kind of just introduced me to the whole side of things, and from then on, I wanted to be a rapper, just seeing how, like, the whole thing unfolded.
But you were, like, 10?
Yeah, no, that's the craziest part about it. Yeah.
Right, but was there ever part of you that was like, shit, I'm a 10-year-old white kid from a city that a lot of people don't know much about. Maybe I shouldn't be a rapper?
I mean, like,
that didn't occur to you?
No, it really didn't, honestly.
That's a beautiful thing that you had that confidence.
Yeah, though. Yeah.
What age did you record your first song?
I want to say probably like 10, 11, yeah. And what's funny about it is my first song ever was on a Mexico drill beat. So, like, it's been plugged since, like, the root of everything.
So, break down what Plug and B is for the people who don't know what's going on.
It's hard to, like, put into words exactly what it is. If I could, like, explain it, it would be, like, plug drums on, like R&B melodies. Like, it's R&B and plug mixed together. That's the name Plug and B.
And what's your definition of, like, plug for the people out there? I feel like I kind of know what you mean just because I listen to a lot of, you know, those Mexican drum beats.
I mean, like, it's like jug drums, you know what I mean? Like, just really, like, upbeat drums. I mean, like, it's had, like, melodic aspects to it for, like, the majority of the time. Plug and B's been a thing, but I don't know how I would describe plug by itself. I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, early Cardi describes it all. Right. Just listen to early Cardi.
When I listen to your music, it feels like I'm in a house and the house is burning down, but instead of flames, it's auto-tune.
It's interesting.
I feel like I'm being consumed by the auto-tune, like when I'm listening to it, like it's inescapable.
What's crazy is like auto-tune aspect, like. I use just as much auto-tune as, like, majority of artists. I don't know if it comes out in my voice more because, like, the way I sound, like, more like, high-pitched type of voice.
Right, and I mean, actually, I'm kind of, like, oversimplifying, too, because it's, like, the distorted beats and the drums and all that shit kind of just comes together to just make it feel like it's kind of, like, almost like an end-of-the-world type thing.
Yeah, I understand. I pitch up my music a lot of the time. Like, it's not, like, my, like, natural voice. Like, 50% of my music is, like, pitched up to, like, a higher octave just because, like, it sounds more melodic, in my opinion.
Do you think that the desire to do that early on came from the fact that you were, like, you know, so young that maybe, like, your voice hasn't developed fully yet, and so you were looking for other ways to make your music kind of stand out or sound like the way you wanted it to?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, it just sounded better to me. Like, I was playing around with it, and I don't know, like, I like the melodies more when it's pitched up, detuned, you know what I mean? I like my normal voice, but honestly, when I was younger, I hated it, like, the high pitch side of things, like, the amount of, like, negativity that I got just off of, like, the fact that I had a high pitch voice and I was younger was insane. Yeah.
Damn.
So in high school, though, you had to be the man, because if you were dropping music early on, like, what was the perception of you at school?
I only went, like, to actual school for my freshman year. I went to alternative school. So, like, it's hard to explain what that really is, but, like, for me, honestly, they try to say it's for, like the bad kids
that
get
kicked
stuff
out.
Like that. But, like, honestly, like, it was just easier for me. Like, the learning experience is, like, a lot easier in alternative school. There's a lot less pressure. And I felt like just the setting, like, being around other kids that were, like me and relatable to me, it was a lot easier to learn. But after my freshman year, that's when, like, COVID, like, started really hitting. So I did, like, online school through that school, and I just never went back. Like, I just continued online school all the way through my graduation through that alternative school.
But was it a situation where you were forced to go to alternative school, or it was, like, a decision?
No, it was really a decision, because it not only was it an alternative school, it was a music-based alternative school. So there was a lot of music aspects to it. They had, you know, studios in the school, and there was teachers there that were knowledgeable to music. So I don't know, I just felt like it was a good setting for me.
But if you're going to, like, a music school and your music is as avant-garde as your shit is, like, how do the teachers react to it? Do they, like, try to understand what you're going for, or are they kind of like, no, you're doing it wrong, this isn't how music is supposed to sound?
They let me, like, do what I want for the most part. A lot of them, like, were into, like boom bap type, like, old, right. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of, like, older style music. So, like, they don't really understand, like, this newer, like, underground generation of music. But, like, they liked it. Like, they didn't have anything against it. It's just, like, it's not what they grew up listening to. So it's, like night and day difference to them. You know, it's, like, a completely different spin.
Yeah. Definitely. So from the very beginning, though, were you kind of talking about having ops and porn foes and shit like that? Or was that something that came along down the road?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I think I was talking about stuff like that. But, like, when you're so young, like, you don't even understand, like, what the like half of that shit even means when you're saying it. You know what I mean? Like when I was like really young, like 10, like 12, 13, like I don't even know what the fuck half of that shit meant. Like a fucking op and like, you know what I mean? Like right. Porn foes and shit. Like I had no idea what the fuck that shit was.
You were just having fun with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever like get in trouble in school or anything for maybe talking about adult subject matter?
Not really. Like I was pretty good in school. I mean, I graduated with honors. You know what I mean? Like I'm a smart kid. But like, I mean, I had my situations in high school and stuff, but for the most part, I was pretty good in school, yeah.
You ever get in any serious trouble?
I mean, like, there was, like, a couple, like, suspensions. There was, like, a situation where, like, I smoked a wood in the cafeteria. That was a situation, and I got...
Your friend's howling, laughing at that?
Slump I mean, is like, out there as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was, it was an interesting...
I didn't realize that was...
It was on the
bad, Slump, sorry.
Yeah, it was on the first day of school, too. I mean, it was alternative school, though, so, like...
Hey, great minds think alike, because that's how Lil Jumex got signed back in the day, was smoking a joint in class.
Yeah.
You know who Lil Jumex is?
No,
damn,
I don't.
You missed that era. Okay. do some Googles.
I got suspended for 3 days for that, smoking a wood.
That seems pretty good. Smoking a wood in the cafeteria is fucked up.
Oh,
like,
no.
That's pretty bad.
But, like, then again, it was alternative school, so, like, that wasn't really, like, I don't know, abnormal to them, I guess. I mean, like, what's funny is after I smoked it, the day I came back from suspension, the teachers had it pulled up, like, on the cameras, like, watching it, and they're just, like, f-ing laughing. Like, one of the teachers, like, not only were you smoking, you were smoking a wood. Like, yeah, no, they
knew what it was?
Oh, yeah, bro, yeah, they were hip, like, okay.
That's so, hilarious. You know, my uncle quit smoking cigarettes. He smokes purple backwoods, no weed in it, just the backwood now.
Just a cigar?
I'm like, bro, you are a and savage. I'm like, I know a million people who smoke backwards with weed, and I don't think I ever really known anybody who smoked it like that. He's like 60 years old, 50 years old. He's doing that shit. I couldn't believe it.
Wow, that's savage for real. So your parents were so for them to transfer you over to an alternative school for music,
yeah,
they were kind of behind your music career?
Yeah. They supported me 100%. They always have. They don't support like the bad things that come with it, like the stuff that I talk about and stuff like that, obviously, especially with, like, the age that I was talking about that stuff at, like, they, like, what fucking, like, 13-year-old is, you know what I mean, like, talking about shit like that, so that obviously, like, made them think that I was troubled at a young age, but, yeah, they support me, yeah, they always have.
So when do you think was the first time you started seeing success from dropping any of your music?
Honestly, probably around, like, 13, 14, that's when I started seeing success. And it was, I think, primarily just based off of the fact that I was so young and, like, I'm white and the shit that was being talked about and the fact that I was so hip to, like, the underground scene and making, like, these plug, you know, songs. And a lot of people my age had no idea what the fuck plug was. And, you know, listening to people like 21 Savage and shit like that. And you know what I mean?
Were you posting your shit online trying to like get noticed, or was it something?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was, bro, SoundCloud, all that shit. Like, yeah. Promoting my shit just like I am today.
Right.
Yeah.
What about eating grass and getting suspended for that? That's a real thing?
Huh?
You ate grass and got suspended for it?
No.
Oh, okay. I watched this like little documentary video about you, and they said
all that shit's bullshit. Like all those
they make memes and troll you a lot.
Bro, this is like the first interview. Like I'm really gonna like dive deep into shit. So like all that shit's just fucking guesses. Like people are just like making up half this shit, and like these documentaries. Like I don't even know where the fuck half the information comes from, bro. Like
wow,
it's actually just bullshit.
Because the dude mentioned you eating grass two different times in the video. Yeah, so I at a certain point, I'm like, oh, he was really eating grass. Like that's fucking disgusting. Like how could you even continue your day after that?
Yeah, I'm not eating grass.
That's funny. So, were you using like Triller back in the day? Like that was that the main thing that was helping you like get your fan base up?
Yeah, yeah. I definitely was using Triller. I don't really use it much anymore, but yeah, that was like a big part. Yeah.
So once you're actually making music and starting to like get your shit together, do you start getting less interested in the Michael Jacksons of the world and more focused on like the Chief Keefs and like all the shit that was going on in rap or what?
I mean, like, no, I just put it all at once. Like, like today, like I'll play a Chief Keef song and then play a Michael Jackson song right after type shit. You know what I mean? Like I like all fucking genres of music and I always have. Like I never just been like solely focused on one genre and like only listening to that. Like I take inspiration from every fucking aspect of music. Like Real shit.
Respect.
I seen somewhere where you said you were a Luke Keed fan. You're a Luke Keed fan?
Maybe I was, like, back in the day. I haven't listened to him in a while, yeah, but.
And YNW Melly, what about what you think about him right now?
Melly? Hell yeah. I mean, like, I don't listen to that type of music right now, but, like, shit's fire. Like, I fuck with it. I like all that melodic shit. Okay.
So who are you listening to, like, right now versus?
Right now?
Yeah, versus.
Honestly, bro, right now I'm listening to, like, a lot of L.A. rap. I've been listening to a lot of L.A. rap for the past year. Like, Big Sad. You fuck with Big Sad?
Shout out to Big Sad.
Fire, bro. Like, all that shit's heat. Like, I've been listening to that shit, like, steady for, like, the past, like, year and a half, 2 years. Okay. A lot of L.A. rap. I don't listen to a lot of Plug & Be, honestly, just because, like, I make that shit and, like, I don't know. I don't find, like, much interest in listening to it as much as I used to, but, like, I'll still put on, like, some old Plug & Be music. I listen to, like, a lot of old Cardi and shit. I don't really listen to, like, a lot of new Cardi. I don't listen to, like, that Opium shit too much.
Really?
It's just not my style.
When did Cardi lose you? Like, how do you feel?
Making Plug, bro.
When you just listened to Whole Lotta Red, it was a letdown?
I couldn't even name, like, two songs off it. Like, and that's, like, respectfully. Like, I don't listen to that type of music. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know much about it, to be honest. Like, I'm in tune with the Plug shit, you know what I mean? Like, when that Opium shit, like, came out, like, I didn't really pay attention to it. Like, it's still kind of new to me, bro, because, like, my roots are fucking, like, Plug & Be, you know what I mean? Like, that's, like, all I know, like, for the underground shit.
Let's break this down, because a lot of people are probably going to be in the comments, and they're going to have different opinions on this.
Yeah.
Who do you credit for creating Plug & Be?
So, like, okay, from an artist's perspective, like, when I'm going to make a song, the first thing I do is pick out a beat. You know what I mean? Like, that's, like, the first step. You can't f***ing make a song without a beat. So, like, I'm going to give full credit to, like,
Zan.
Honestly, yeah, like, Zan Gang, like, producer-wise, just because, like, you cannot make a song without a beat. You know what I mean? Like, it's impossible. So, yeah, like, but, like, artist-wise, it's so f***ing controversial, bro. Like, people really take that shit serious. Like, who created that f***ing sound? I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I have no idea.
If you had to give me two people, who would you say? So we didn't just.
I'm just going to, like, follow what everyone else says because, like, bro, like, when I was making, like, bro, I've been making Plug & Be, honestly, since, like, 2017. And, like, back then, it wasn't even called Plug & Be. It was just Melodic Plug. That's all it was. Like, that name, I don't know who, like, I don't have receipts of anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I can't confirm, like, for sure, but, like, definitely, like, at the beginning, it was really, like, Corey Lingo and, like Summers. Just, like, you know, like, those two people. Like, those are the two names you hear a lot when you, like, talk about who started it. So, I'll probably go with that.
All right. And at one point, you were in a group with Summers and Can Can?
Yeah, yeah. D1.
D1?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. How's that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, I was, like, 13, so, like, I took it serious. But, like, I think to them, like, it wasn't really that serious.
How did y'all even, where did y'all build a friendship at? Just online?
Yeah, online. It was all online based. I didn't really meet any of them in person around that time. But, yeah, all online, yeah.
Was there shows that you were excited to go to growing up, or did you have to, like, kind of wait until you got older you could travel? Or
Shows, I mean, like, other artists. The only show that I really been to is, like, I went to an X show.
Really?
Yeah.
When you were super young, I'm guessing?
Oh, yeah, like 11.
It was on that Revenge tour?
I think so.
Because that's probably the only time that he would have played.
Yeah, he came to Minnesota. He played at a pretty big venue in my city. I think that's the only time he came to my city.
That was the tour that got canceled halfway through because there was so much fucked up shit happening every night. He got knocked out on that tour.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was a wild time period.
Yeah.
Damn. Because I was going to ask that is, like, what's your perspective on, like, you know, the prior SoundCloud rap waves, whether it was like X and
I listened to that shit, bro.
Right.
I did. I definitely listened to that shit when I was growing up. I didn't take influence, like, in an aspect where it's like I want to make music like this, but, like, I enjoyed listening to it, and, like, it definitely was part of, like, my growing up experience, just because that was, like, what was popping at the time, like fucking Lil Pump and, like, you know, Smoke Perp, X, all that shit. Like, shit was big. So yeah, I definitely listened to it. Yeah,
Miami Baby. Let's talk about it. So that was one of your first songs that kind of, like...
That song definitely, like opened the door to, like, a lot of all the artists I know now type shit. Like, Ron So Cold, he helped introduce me to, like, a lot of the people I know now. That song definitely, like, was very helpful to my career. I don't really like the song. Like,
yeah, I've seen you say that. Why?
Yeah. just, bro, like, the baby voice shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, it sticks with me, bro, because, like, that song, it came with so much negative backlash, bro, just, like, the baby voice shit. Like, I kept hearing it, like, and, like, bro, when I would go to school and, like, Miami, babe, bro, people would always be singing that shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
There was a time period where anytime you'd hear people talk about Cardi, they were pretty much talking about the baby voice.
Yeah.
Like, that was...
Well, it was, like, a different baby voice, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's, like, forcing that, but, like, that was, like, my natural... voice. So like I felt like bullied by the fact that like people were like, you know what I mean, like coming at my voice type shit.
Right. And it's crazy that you connected with Ron So Cold like that, because he was a big person in the sort of SoundCloud scene, and he had a bunch of videos on No Jumper in like 2016 2017.
I remember.
That's crazy because I hadn't heard his name in a few years.
Yeah, he's cool as fuck.
But that's dope that he got involved.
Yeah.
How did he reach out to you?
Instagram, I think. Yeah. And like at the time he was like, he was connected with like Summers and all of them in that, like, that D1 shit. Like, I think he was part of it. And he kind of got me, like, locked in with them, I guess you could say. Like, that's when, like, the D1 doors, like, opened. Like, that's when, like, I started, like gaining actual traction in, like, the SoundCloud community for, like, the Plug and Be shit. And, like, people started, like, noticing, you know, like, that this little kid is doing all this shit with the Plug shit.
You used to do a lot of features, but on your last project...
You know, I haven't done a lot of features. I've been focusing on myself. I feel like I overdid the features when I was a lot younger. But, like, it's because, like, I don't know, bro. Like, motivation is hard for me. I feel like I lose motivation with, like, making music a lot of the time. I don't know exactly what it is, but, like, I start songs. I don't finish them. You know what I mean? Like, I'll start a song and just scrap it and come back to it fucking 5 months later. And my voice will be changed by then because I'm still fucking growing. So, you know what I mean? Like, I can't finish it. So I was just getting all these fucking artists, every artist that... wanted to make a song on the fucking, you know, the shit. Yeah. So, I don't know. I definitely overdid the features, but, yeah, I'm focusing
on myself. So, that's why now you're just focusing on just not doing music with anybody.
Yeah, I'd rather be known for me, you know what I mean, than, like, feeding off of someone else's fans and shit like that. Like, I want to build my own fan base by myself.
Mm. So, the other day we was at your show, and that was you and Richard Mary's show. That was your first performance ever?
No, I had done a little performance, with the same, like, group that interviewed me that I was speaking about from my city. And, like, there wasn't really any traction there. I mean, like, it was a smaller show.
And years ago.
Years ago. So, like, I hadn't really gained, like, a real fan base yet. But, yeah, this is the first show where it was, like, real, like, diehard fans. Like,
you came out to Gene Soaked, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right. And the crowd was singing it word from word.
Bro, I was so fucking surprised, like, I was so worried about that show, bro. I thought, like, it was going to be, like, an awkward experience. But, like, right when I got on the stage, like, the adrenaline just took over type shit. And, like, I was, like, a whole different fucking person.
The crowd knew, like, damn near every song.
Every fucking word. Every song, word. Bro.
For this to be your first show in L.A., like, how did you feel after you did that show? Like, you was like, I'm really.
Oh, adrenaline high, bro. Like, I felt good as fuck. Like, I knew that, like, I had a fan base, but, like, I didn't know that they were, like, you know, like, locked in like that, bro. Like, they blew my mind for sure.
He sent me that clip, and that just seeing that level of passion from that many people just made me, like, oh, fuck, I got to actually,
you
like,
don't
really
see that a lot anymore in the underground. Like, that's fucking rare, bro. Like, yeah, it was a lit moment. Okay.
We always talk about how the underground's kind of dead because artists get signed and kind of blow up too quickly.
Yeah, and they go in a whole different direction.
There's not, like, enough time where they're underground and they're able to really, like, build that fan base up and shit, but it feels like that. I felt like, oh, I'm witnessing something special when I observe this.
Yeah, bro, I don't want to be one of those artists. Real shit. I want to stay, like, with this underground sound. I want to turn that into something else.
Really? So if a label came to you and offered you $1 million right now, you'd probably be confident in turning it down because you want to build more organically?
It depends, like, what would, like, come from that, like, because, like, bro, like, if it involves, like staying with my sound type shit and, like, turning Plug and B into, like, something bigger, like, I'm all for it, you know what I mean? Like, that shit's cool, but, like, I wouldn't want to branch out into, like, a mainstream side of, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just not for me. Like, I always want to make this, like, this underground sound.
Because, I mean, that's kind of the question, is, like, would you rather be someone who's less rich but super true to the culture and what you believe in, or do you want to be somebody who maybe gets a lot of money but you have to basically compromise who you are along the way?
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, bro, I don't know. I just want to make Plug and Be, honestly, bro. That's all I'm interested in doing.
You know what's funny? I just realized is that the one interview that you did was with Waterwave TV, who I know because
that's what I'm talking about.
I know because I went to a Kendama event in your city at one point,
bro. I think I saw that,
and he slid on me while I was outside the event because he was hitting me up trying to do an interview, and I was just kind of ignoring it or whatever. And he pulled up and fucking took me into an alley and interviewed me. So
that's fucking hilarious. I saw that. I remember seeing that. Yeah, it was Waterwave. Yeah, that's who I did the show with and the interview. Yep.
You got to respect someone trying to do content in a small city like that that doesn't have as much going on, you know?
Yeah, no, it's definitely nothing against them. I'm just being like 100% honest. Mm-hmm. Like, that wasn't like a good interview in my eyes just for me and like the size of artist I was, you know what I mean? Like the questions, like they just weren't correct for me.
You ever play Kendama?
I have.
Because you grew up around there. Sweets.
I have played, yeah. I never got like into it, you know what I mean? Yeah. I be seeing like, yeah. But yeah, that's just cool.
He's from like the most prevalent Kendama city, which is not something.
Are we really known for that?
Well, that's where the biggest company is from.
Minnesota?
Sweets.
Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah, that's them.
Like, I think they like pulled up to our school one time.
Oh, yeah. They do all kinds of demos and shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
That's cool.
Small world.
Okay. Did Maddox have any influence over you?
Not really. Not really. I mean, I fuck with bro, but like,
do you get compared to him a lot? Because you know, like, he was early on with it.
Well, only people that be like comparing us is like the corny ass, like, fans, you know what I mean? Like, we're in our own different, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a whole different lane type shit, like, whole different sound. So, yeah. But people do be doing that, but like, it'd be like his fans that like will like come across me on the internet type shit, you know what I mean? And try to compare us, but yeah.
Why the name Lil Sean anyway? How did you get your name Lil
Sean? My name?
Yeah.
Honestly, bro, you know, my mom came up with that shit. Yeah.
That's not something I've ever heard someone say. My mom came up with my rap name. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, bro, like, I was struggling so hard to, like, think of what the fuck I'm going to name myself. And, like, I don't know. She just popped into her head. She's like, Lil Sean. It was as simple as that, bro. Like, there's no meaning behind it at all. Where I was just chilling with my mom. And I was like, I need a rap name. She was like, Lil Sean. I was like, oh.
And she spazzed
fucking
on it
hard.
Too. Yeah, that's
like,
all.
Damn, I just went with it. I was like, shit. Fucking hard. You know what I mean? Like, damn.
Nah, that's just hard. Who do you feel is that, like, how do you feel about SoundCloud rap in 2023?
It's definitely died down a lot, but I mean, like, I'm not giving up on it, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still dropping consistently on SoundCloud just like any other platform. And what's funny is I didn't even drop on like platforms like Spotify and iTunes until like just a year ago. Like, I was all SoundCloud. Like, that's all I dropped on, and I like gained probably like 80% of my fan base that I have right now just off of SoundCloud. Like, there was no, like, you know, like Spotify, iTunes, something like that. I didn't do that until my most recent album.
SoundCloud still kind of cracking because at a certain point I realized that, because I love 4-1 out of Brooklyn and they're like a drill group. And like at a certain point I realized if I want to hear their shit that they haven't got approved because of samples and shit, I got to like re-download SoundCloud and like be on there because that's where they put all their rare shit that, because they'll make TikToks and reels to it and then I go try to find it on Apple Music and I can't find it. And at a certain point I realized like, oh, I gotta go to back to the SoundCloud. It's been a while.
I noticed a lot of people are going to like Spotify and iTunes. I don't know if it's because like fucking like simplicity or whatever, but like people just aren't on SoundCloud like they used to be.
It's just because people want to make money off it, you know? But it used to be, remember like Kanye would just drop a random fucking song on SoundCloud and it would get like 20 million plays. And it's like, I don't know, even though like Apple Music and Spotify, like damn near everybody's got it and it's not that expensive, it's still like hits the audience in a different way when you give it out on SoundCloud. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel it. I don't know. I'm always going to stick with SoundCloud. It's like my roots, bro. Like I was brought up, you know what I mean? Like dropping music on SoundCloud. So I'm not going to give up on it personally. The Plug scene is still big on it.
Mm.
Yeah. Like I feel like Plug is like holding SoundCloud up like a lot. A lot of Plug rappers still drop on SoundCloud that I know personally, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a good recommendation engine too. So it's like you might get exposed to a lot of new fans from people. It just plays your shit after other people's shit.
Yeah, 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 it does. Yeah, they also do like that playlisting shit. They have like the Plug playlist and shit like that. Yeah, they'll put my music in that shit. That shit's cool. I fuck with that shit.
And all the drill kids use samples and shit, so that's why I feel like they fuck with SoundCloud as well.
SoundCloud's like pretty hip, I feel like, to like the Plug community and shit. I've been seeing they're like a lot more hip now than they used to be with the underground sound, like the Plug and B shit.
Who's your like biggest friends in the underground?
Friends?
Yeah, like you have friends in the underground? I see Slump out there.
Yeah, no, like, I fuck with a lot. I mean, like, bro, I'm friends with everyone. Like, I'm one of those people, bro, I don't have problems with, like, really anyone in the underground. Like, I never really have.
Yeah.
I fuck with everyone. Like, close friends you could say, like, I'd hang out with, like, in person. Honestly, bro, like, You know who Lebanon is? You don't know who that is?
I think I've seen him.
Yeah, it's like another plug and be artist. I fuck with him, like Young Friendy. I fuck with Summers. Summers is cool as fuck. Can, he's cool as shit. Yeah, I fuck with everyone, bro.
That's how you feel about what happened with Summers at Box Fest? I know you've seen that. Everyone's been talking about it.
I don't got no comment. I'm going to be honest. Yeah.
It's a new level for the underground scene. We haven't really seen
interesting
too much of that in recent years.
I mean, like, if anything, it benefited him. Like, he's going up from it for sure. I've been seeing. Yeah, but that shit's definitely crazy.
I like that he did a response track and basically just made it sound exactly like a YoungBoy song. Like, that to me was an amazing move on his part. Like, that was fucking genuinely hilarious that he just did that.
Yeah, he's been making that YoungBoy shit recently. That shit's hard.
So he's got other shit like that too? So I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh, yeah, bro. He's been doing that shit. That shit's cool. Yeah. It shows hella versatility. Yeah.
But y'all still, like, have a friendship to this day? Like, y'all talk, chop it up?
Yeah, hell yeah. No, I was with him in the studio, like, a month ago.
Oh, really? Yeah. So y'all got some music coming soon, maybe? Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that. What about Autumn? Because you and Autumn used to be friends? Or y'all was in the group, too?
Yeah. Yeah, we were in the group. I don't know. I haven't talked to bro in, like, years. He, like, said some shit, like, about me in, like, a comment and some shit, like, that I didn't fuck with. Yeah,
so I missed, like, that. Well, what did he say?
Nah, like, someone said some shit, like, you should work with Lil Shine or whatever. And then he was just, like, never or some shit like that. I was just, like, you know what I mean? Because, like, I don't be starting problems with him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I fucked him, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I fuck with his music and all that shit. I don't got nothing against no one. So, like, that just kind of caught me off guard. I was, like, you know? I don't like when people do that weird shit, bro. You know what I mean? Shit's fake.
Do you feel like you get haters just because you've been kind of blowing up quickly? And
yeah, 100%.
A lot of people have been working their asses off for a long time. And
yeah. I've been working my fucking ass off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no cap, 8 years, bro. Like, yeah. I'm glad it's starting to finally pay off.
It's just hard for people to even fathom because they see you, you're young, they figure that you must not have been going for it for that long. But, I mean, you have, like, a crazy catalog of shit out there from...
Hell yeah, I got a fat ass catalog, no cap.
Is there part of you that everything's about taking it down, or is that in
100%, bro? But, like, I feel like it's part of me. Like, I can't do that. It would be, like, unfair to the fans that actually enjoy that shit, bro. Because, like, back then it was, like, really 50-50 on, like, the hate and love. Like, really, bro, like, it was 50% of people really just showing pure hate, bro. Like, just the fact that I'm white and, like, my voice is high and I was young and all this shit. But, bro, there's just surprisingly really people that actually fucked with that shit out there and, like, it got them through hard times. So I've heard. So you know what I mean? I'm not going to take that shit down. Yeah. I've thought about it, though, for sure.
When I seen that live show clip, I was just like, damn, there is a younger generation that this just clearly speaks to on a totally different level. Which
I know, bro.
It's just motivational as a person who's loved hip-hop for a long time, even if this shit is obviously, like, way outside the realm of, like, traditional hip-hop. But just anytime I can see young kids being that genuinely excited about shit, it just kind of gets me hyped that shit still exists.
Bro, what's crazy is when I make these songs, I don't have meaning. Like, when I create it, you know what I mean? Like, these kids, like, create meaning out of it. You know what I mean? Like, I just be, like, punching in. Like, just, like, not even thinking about what the fuck I'm saying. Like, I just be saying the first shit that comes to my head that rhymes with the next bar. You know what I mean? But, like, these kids really create meaning. And, like, it helps them, apparently. So, yeah. I make emotional music type shit. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the shit is really heartfelt music. But, like I said, it's inspiration from, like, Michael Jackson and shit like that, bro. Like... that's, like, one of those artists that really made, like, music that touched people. So, like, maybe my lyrics.
But you say you make emotional music. Have you experienced enough with girls and shit for that to be, like, a major source of what you're making music about?
I have, but, like, it's not really just females, bro. Like, just, like, mental health in general, you know what I mean? Like, I've, like, struggled with a lot of shit, like, depression and anxiety, like, my whole life type shit. I don't really speak about that a lot on the internet because, like, I tend to keep, like, the personal shit outside of the internet. But, like... yeah, bro, I be dealing with a lot of that shit all the time, but I'm not the type of person, like, goes talk about it, like, openly, like, and, like, boast about it on the internet and, like, be like, I'm depressed, you know what I mean?
Because, like, depression is, like, a pose for a lot of
people.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
seem like
shit.
I don't want to seem like I'm, like, I mean, like, bro, like, I don't need help with any of my, you know what I mean? I got my shit figured out, but, like, I definitely be, like, going through it, you know what I mean?
You have a history with drugs?
So, I mean, like, bro, like I said, like, I was getting into, like, all, like, the SoundCloud shit so young that, like, I fucked with all the drugs and shit at, like, crazy young age. Like, I was fucking with psychedelics and shit, like, at, like, age 13, 14, like, fucking with acid and mushrooms and all that shit. I mean, I don't really fuck with opiates like that. I've like dabbled around with all that shit, and I had like my time period where like I fucked with that shit, but like it never really was just for me. Right now, bro, like I'm 100% sober. Like I don't smoke weed. I don't do nothing. Like, yeah, my life like is shifted downwards. Like right now is like the age where I should start like experimenting with shit like that. But like I was doing all that shit, the experimentation when I was like, yeah, 13.
As somebody who's done a shitload of drugs throughout my life, I'll tell you that like it's like when people offer me fucking drugs right now, I'm just like, think about this trade-off. Like I could feel real good for a period of time and then I'm gonna feel like shit afterwards for longer. Like I don't feel tempted at all when somebody tries to get me to do coke, because it's like I feel fine right now and I don't really need to experience some like peaks and valleys to like just have an extreme experience. And I feel like the earlier you figure that out as a young dude, the better off you'll be, because it, like even though it might feel good in the moment, like being out in public and just being fucked up and shit, it's like it's going to make you make bad decisions. It's going to make you look like a fucking goofy. I have a lot of recollection of meeting people that are kind of important in the music industry or the rap world, and I was fucking loaded on Zans or Molly or whatever, and I just probably made a total fool of myself in front of people, even if I felt like I was keeping it cool.
Hell yeah, 100%, man.
The earlier you figure out that it's not worth it, the better off you'll be.
Nah, facts. I feel you. Honestly, bro, like psychedelics, bro, they really did, like, benefit me. I feel like, with, like, the mental health shit, bro, like microdosing, like mushrooms and shit like that, and like just going through, like, honestly, bro, I've had some like pretty traumatic acid trips, like real shit, like some like pretty like crazy experiences, because I was doing that shit so young, and like I don't know if it's because my brain was underdeveloped or whatever, but like that shit was hitting me a little bit different than other people around me for sure.
Yeah, psychedelics are definitely something where it can have a positive impact on you, but it also could easily not. And a lot of it has to do with how much you take and what kind of mental state you are.
Of course.
And especially when you're talking being really young, that's just like a roll of the dice. Yeah. You don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
No, I would have like amazing, like beautiful trips when I was around like other people that like had like a good vibe type shit. But like there was just like a select few times where like I was around like the wrong crowd of people, and you know what I mean, like it all went bad type shit. So like those traumatizing situations I feel like made me stronger mentally type shit, and like honestly, bro, like they opened up like a part of my brain that I didn't know was like, you know, like, so like creativity wise like this shit just helped with the music, I feel like, for sure.
I remember like the first time I ever did ecstasy, I was like, oh, I've never felt this good in my entire life. And I gotta, like, I know I can carry some of this into the sober realm.
I've done Molly one time. You know what 100 Gex is? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did Molly on my 15th birthday at a 100 Gex show.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how was that?
Oh, dude, that show was fucking amazing.
Because I meant to ask Hyperpop Daily if he was a fan of them. Because that's like the original.
I don't listen to that shit anymore. I used to have, like, but, like, I don't know. I didn't really consider it hyperpop. I mean, it is, but, like, I just like the melodies, bro. Mm-hmm. I like all that melodic shit. Like, I don't really care about, like, the name or anything, but I fucked with them. I don't listen to them much anymore, but they were popping then.
Yeah.
Like, around that time, when I was, like, 15. That shit was lit, though, bro. Yeah.
You had a car and you crashed it? What kind of car you had?
A Chrysler 300.
How you crash it?
So the Chrysler 300, that was the first car I ever had. I got that before I had a license, so, like, I didn't know how to drive at all. When I got the car, like, the first time I ever drove the car was my first time driving ever type shit. So, like, I had bought the car just because I wanted a car. Like, I needed a car really bad, and, like, I was sick of being, like, immobile, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to be able to move around. So I bought the car. I rear-ended someone when I was driving over a bridge, and, like, Young Boy was playing, right? I swear to God.
Gotta crash the whip to Young Boy.
I swear to God. Like, no. It's like, bro, the song was playing, like, low. Like, I was just, like, on my phone, not paying attention. I turned the Young Boy up all the way and just fucking, like, pulled off type shirt, just, like, running every red light. Like, I don't know what I thought. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the Young Boy just had me.
Young Boy took over, man.
Bro, the Young Boy took over, right? So, yeah, I was driving. I was, like, going through my neighborhood, bro, just, like, fucking, like, I was driving like the police were behind me, but they were not, they definitely weren't behind me. Like, I was just, like, being stupid. And I, like, jumped the curb and crashed this shit into a tree and, like, yeah, like, started a little fire and shit. This shit was bad.
How'd you explain that to your parents?
My mom pulled up. She was, like, a block away at my house. And I called her, and I was like, you need to come down here right now type shit. I was only 16. She pulled up, and she was crying and all this shit, and police came, and that was a whole ordeal. And like, apparently the yard that I crashed into, the old guy that lives there was mowing his lawn like 10 minutes before that. like in the same place I crashed. Shit. So like if I would have like done that 10 minutes before, like, you know what I mean? Like,
you wouldn't be right here right now.
Yeah, manslaughter.
Or something.
And then the YouTube documentaries about you would be like Lil Shine, the rapper who killed an old man at 16.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's a dark narrative.
That would be, yeah. Oh, yeah. Career would have, yeah.
Good thing that didn't happen, right?
Yeah, great, yeah.
No murder. What the fuck?
Hell yeah.
He comes out of jail,
shout out my boy St. Cloud, because he definitely has some questions for you. He said, were you aware that one of Lil Wayne's sons like reacted to your songs?
Really?
One of Lil Wayne's sons?
I think I did see that. I don't know. I don't even know what he said. Like, I remember looking at it, like glancing at it, but I don't know what the fuck he said. I think it was support.
You
it was familiar? Like half support, like half, I don't know. I think he said some shit like he fucks at it, but like he doesn't know. Like, I don't know.
How old even are Lil Wayne's kids at this point? I didn't even know he had kids that old.
He seemed like he was like 13 sons. Right? Like,
yeah, he's around. I know he has like 10 and 11 year old or somewhere around there, but they're old.
He seemed pretty young, bro. Yeah, he seemed pretty young.
You used to, Lil Tracy reached out to you before?
Yeah, I've spoke to Tracy a couple times. That was a long time ago, though, bro. Like, a long time ago. We haven't spoken in a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I know we talked on the phone a couple times. So I fuck with bro.
That's an underground rap pioneer right there. Especially in the niche that you're in. He was fucking early on that shit. That was one of the first rappers that I was tapped in with, honestly, doing this shit.
Bro, yeah, I used to listen to him heavy, too, bro. I used to listen to everything, gang. Okay. All that shit. Fucking Peep. All that shit. I fuck with that shit.
Rest in peace.
Did you get your chain first or your veneers?
I was wondering if those teeth were real. I was thinking
Which one you got first?
I got the chain first. I definitely got the chain first, yeah.
When did you get it? I don't like, what year was this?
This was this year. It was the beginning of the year, yeah. It was about like, yeah, like about a year ago now, yeah. I got the chain first, yeah. Shout out my jeweler, Mirror Smiles, no cap.
What made you want to make that move? You felt like you had to do it to be a rapper?
Oh, of course, bro. Kidding me? That shit, it definitely, I don't know. It changed, like, the game for me. Like, just walking around with the chain on, like, it's a whole different feeling. You feel me? Like, it's bust down chain. Like, what?
Give you superpowers when you put it on?
Hell yeah, bro. Behind the microphone, all that. I started making better music. Oh.
I feel it.
But do you feel like more of a target or, like, some thirsty person might feel the need to do something?
Yeah, I guess. But, like, I don't really be thinking about that, bro. Mm. I'm not really worried about that. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think you're from California.
Yeah, they probably do. Bro, my
a lot of the artists think Los Angeles
is my top played city. Like,
Why
I'm always here, too. Okay, this is why they think that. Because I only post pictures when I'm here. Because, like, there's not shit to take a picture with in Minnesota. Except the fucking snow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, all the pictures I post are here, and I put the location, Los Angeles. So, like, everyone's just created this, like, narrative that, like, I'm from Los Angeles, and I'm not from Los Angeles. I'm from Minnesota. Yeah.
Do you remember the first time that you heard Yachty say it's cold like Minnesota?
I do, and that shit's like...
Shook you to your core?
Bro, it's made everyone think that Minnesota's always fucking cold.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Seasons like
it's literally like, bro, it's just another Midwest fucking state. It's like Chicago, fucking New York. Like, we have a winter and we have a summer. And the summer gets up to fucking, like, you know, 110, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just like anywhere else.
But I'm from New Hampshire, and so I always have that conversation, too, because I highlight the fucking snow because it was traumatic growing up with that much fucking snow. Like, it's
there's
just
a lot of snow in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. Like, during the winter, it's crazy. But then during the summer, it's, like, unbelievably oppressively
hot. It definitely gets crazy in Minnesota. But, like, I think, like, people, like, created the narrative that, like, Minnesota's insanely cold just because we've had, like, some, like, crazy moments in history where, like, Minnesota's gotten, like, fucking, like, 10-plus feet of snow. And, like, people have been snowed in, like, their houses, like... Because we're, like, right next to fucking North and South Dakota type shit. So, like, we're, like, close to, like, as cold as it can get besides Antarctica.
But people who didn't grow up in that shit don't know what it's like to wake up and look outside and see, like, a 5-foot-tall pile of snow on your whole yard.
I've seen it.
On your mom's car. Shit like that. So whenever I talk about the weather or whatever where I was back home, it's like, yeah.
You didn't like that shit, though?
I mean, I personally love nice weather. That's why I fucking moved here more than anything else.
I feel you.
I just like when I love going to fucking Hawaii. I do not like going anywhere where there's snow on the ground.
I love it.
I've been to like Russia during the winter and shit, and it's just it's not worth it. It's just terrible.
Yeah, I feel it. I don't know. Like every time I come to LA and it's like winter back home, I always feel relieved to like land back home. You know what I mean? Like the snow is just like turned into like my comfort type shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like I grew up with that shit.
So but do you like going outside a lot?
When I was a kid, I mean, like, not now, obviously. Like, there's not shit to do outside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I grew up riding BMX bikes, so to me, snow was always the enemy.
No, yeah, yeah. No, when I was skateboarding, yeah. When I was, like, a lot younger. Because, bro, I used to skate crazy. Like, that was, like, like a big part of my childhood. So like obviously around then, like, yeah, like I always wanted to skate outside in the fucking winter. But
do you think that the skate culture and the experience of skating, did that kind of help shape what you're into as a person?
Oh yeah, like I said before, bro, like being around like all these older kids that were like skating and shit, they were making like skate edits and shit to like Cardi and like all this like plug music. So like that shit turned me up to like, you know, like it introduced me to like the plug and B scene and all that shit.
I would have a way less eclectic sense of taste with music and everything if it wasn't for the fact that I grew up watching all these BMX and skate videos and just getting turned on to rappers and bands and shit like left and right. Just so much different shit that I wouldn't have figured out about if I had just kind of been listening to the same shit I was used to.
Bro, yeah, that like the BMX and skate scene is like super hip to all that shit. Okay.
If you wasn't making a plug, because I heard you say that on like you experienced with a lot of music, but you're only putting out your plug and B songs.
Yeah.
If you wasn't doing plug and B, what genre would you actually like focus on?
Bro, honestly, like probably like 80s funk, to be honest. I've been making shit like that recently. That shit's hard. I fuck with all that shit. Like if I could like be like any type of musician, it would be like Michael Jackson shit. Like shit like that, bro. Like, yeah. But that shit's so hard to make. Like, it takes real talent to make like music like that, bro. Like, you can't do it with the auto-tune. It doesn't sound right. You know what I mean? Like, you need to really know how to sing.
But you could be, like, the Taylor Swift of your generation, because she started out as a country singer and then transitioned to, like, pop star, indie rock. Like, she really kind of surpassed multiple different genres to become the biggest superstar of all time.
Yeah.
Or at least our time.
Well, I've already created, like, this fucking plug and B shit, like, around my name. You know what I mean? Mm. So, like, I feel like that's the genre that I could really, like, bring to like mainstream. Like a lot of people say like plug and B can't go mainstream, but I feel like it definitely could with like the right, you know what I mean?
But do you feel like you're kind of in a box where if you really wanted to experiment and try different things that your existing fan base might not accept it?
Honestly, bro, surprisingly, my fan base asks for like that other shit all the time. Like they want to hear the versatility. I feel like they're gonna support me no matter what I do, honestly. Like I be psyching myself out type shit. Like I'll like convince myself that they won't fuck with it, but like really, bro? Like, they definitely would. All that shit. Like, anything with me. Yeah.
Well, because the first time I really seen that was with X, because he came out with all this, like, rage music that got him super fucking popular, and then he puts out an album, and it's all, like, campfire sing-along type shit.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
I was like, you can do that? You could get popular making one type of music, and then just immediately switch it up, and they're going to love it more than the shit that you got famous for? Like, that kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, no,
like,
bro, yeah, my fans fuck with, like, all the other like genres that I made, like the glow shit, like the Chief Keef shit, I made hella shit like that. Mm-hmm. And like they'd be fucking with that shit. Like, bro, like 50% of my fan base is like solely off of that too, bro. Like the Chief Keef shit. Like, yeah, that glow shit's hard as fuck. I love making that
shit.
You
gotta be able to get him in the studio with Chief Keef. That would be fucking iconic.
That would be,
bro, it definitely would be.
It can't be that hard. He likes a lot of strange music. He makes very strange music when you really pay attention to his recent outfit.
Yeah, it's like
the legend.
Big inspiration.
You been to a store yet? Hmm? Low Gang store?
Nah, I haven't, bro. Yeah.
Melrose.
Melrose?
Yeah.
Facts.
But the other side of Fairfax.
St. Cloud told me to ask you about your CBD Backwoods.
CBD Backwoods. Okay. There was a point in time where my mom was like really pissed off that I was smoking and all this shit, because like, bro, I was like I said, like, bro, like 11, 12, like smoking backwards and shit. Like, you know what I mean? That shit is like ridiculous. So she was like drug testing me, and like I was smoking like CBD backwards. You know, like that CBD weed? You know what I'm talking about? Like that, like flower. You know what I mean? I was smoking that shit. That's like an inside joke. I know who asked that. Yeah. That's funny as shit. Yeah. I like pulled up to a studio one time in New York, like blowing a CBD backwards, and like.
Yeah. Well, Saint Deer.
Yeah.
Oh, word, tight shit.
But I remember the first time somebody offered me CBD weed, and they were like, this is like smoking pain pills. And I was like, okay, that sounds amazing. Like, because it's like, it's not supposed to get you like high. It's just supposed to give you that cool, chilled out feeling.
Yeah, it was basically what it did. Yeah.
Real weed smokers are going to act like elitist about it. But
that was like a 1 month thing that I did. But yeah, I didn't really fuck with that shit. It didn't really do anything. It just made me like lightheaded, honestly.
Have you got any label deals or people offering you like a deal right now?
No, I signed a distribution deal.
Oh, really? With who?
Yeah. It's like a collaboration deal with like Alamo and Hollywood Media. I don't know if you know there. Yeah.
I know Alamo. Hollywood.
Bro, Hollywood's super cool. Yeah. Fire people. Yeah. That's lit.
And how did you get with Harry and Nissim?
Honestly, bro, through Lebanon, the person we were talking about earlier, I think he, like, showed them my music, and Harry was saying he wanted to manage me and stuff, and we just made it happen. Yeah.
Nice shit. Nah, yeah. Harry, and you're definitely in the right hands because them boys are moving, man.
Hell yeah.
How long have they been managing you?
Like 7 months now, six, seven months. Yeah.
Nice shit.
Yeah.
What's your friendship with Rich and Mary? I seen you guys like hop on live and like chop it up a couple times.
Yeah, Rich and Mary's cool as fuck. It's like cool people. I fuck with them.
Y'all got any music on the way?
Shit, maybe. We don't really have anything right. We have like one old track type, like some plug and be shit from a while ago, but sure, we'll probably eventually make some shit. Hell yeah, of course.
Even though I know you say you're not really focused on features, if you could get a dream feature right now, who would you want to work with?
Dream feature?
Yeah, just like anybody.
I don't know, bro. I'll probably have to say like either, as of right now, like Future Chief Keef. I feel like that would be super beneficial for the Plug and B shit. Like if like Chief Keef got in a fucking Plug and B beat, bro, like it would be like game changing. Or Future got in a Plug and B beat, that shit would be fucking insane.
Yeah, if you're going to go dream feature, you definitely can't choose somebody low-key. You got to go for the fucking gusto.
Yeah, but
know?
Hell yeah. Yeah, game-changing. Mm. Okay.
Definitely. So when you look at your career, it's like you do kind of make some of the most out-of-the-box music that I heard in a long time, but where do you see your career going over the course of however many years? Are you in a hurry to blow up, or you feel like you're happy to kind of bide your time and let this happen?
I want shit to be as natural as possible, bro. Yeah, like I don't know, I want to make Plug and Be mainstream, like if that's possible, bro. Like, yeah, that's like for sure the goal, like the end goal, to have like Plug and Be like be like a top genre type shit. Like, yeah, yeah, 100%.
Who do you feel like is at the forefront of Plug and Be besides yourself?
Besides me?
Yeah,
I think like Summer still has like his name with that genre a lot. Like when you say Plug and Be, like Summers and Autumn like come to mind type shit. Besides Summers, I don't really know, bro. I'm not gonna, Corey Lingo, for sure. It's another one, Lebanon. There's not really a lot of Plug and Be artists these days, bro. Like, there's really not. Like, there's not many left. Yeah. We're a small group. We all know each other. Mm. Real shit, yeah.
Are you friends with Lossie? I think I seen Lossie at the show. Lossie,
hell yeah. Hell yeah, bro. I fuck with Lossie. Yeah, Lossie used to make a lot of Plug and Be shit too, but now he got his little, the Sex and Be shit or whatever, you know, that R&B sound. That shit cool too. I fuck with that. Yeah, I fuck with Lossie.
I'm in the hotel. Yeah, that used to be my shit back in the day. You know that song?
Bro, that, yeah, hell yeah. Of course I know that song. Yeah,
you know what's going on. Yeah.
How often you record?
Bro, honestly, I've been recording a lot when I'm out here. Like, but like, when I'm home, bro, I'd be lazy as shit. Like, I record, like, twice a month, like, to be honest. Like, I'll have, like, those little, like weeks where, like, I'm really locked in and I'll make, like 5 songs in a week type shit. But, like, bro, I don't know how people record every day. Like, I could never do that, bro. Like, I lose so much. Like, Plug and Be can only go, like, so far, bro. It's, like, it only branches out, you know what I mean, so far. So, like, there's not, like, a lot of variations of it you can make, if that makes sense. Mm. So, like, it's hard to find inspiration for, like, just that one genre that I'm focusing on.
Yeah, like when people tell me that they make 5 songs in a night or that they're in the studio every night, it's like, I respect the work ethic and you might land on something dope doing that, but it's also like, unless you're really going out of your way to make shit different and switch it up, you're just kind of grinding out the same shit over and over, right?
No, exactly. I spend like real time on every song. Like I spend like fucking weeks sometimes like just perfecting one song, like the mix. Like I'm such a perfectionist with that shit, bro. Like it's gotta be like spot on, like all that shit. Like if one bar is fucked up, like I'm gonna keep, you know what I mean, going back.
Is that why there's not that many songs on Lovesick? And are you counting that as an album? Because I seen you say,
yeah,
like,
I mean, like, bro, originally it was supposed to be an EP, but like people started like calling it an album, so I went with it. But yeah, I don't know, I fuck with Lovesick, but like I definitely feel like this new music I'm about to drop soon is about to be a lot better. Like I got some like crazy shit on the way for sure.
Do you think that Yeet can go aura for aura with Playboi Carti?
It's an interesting question. You want to know who would know the answer to that? Hyperpop Daily.
That's where it came from.
You gotta ask Hyperpop Daily.
We interviewed him, and like I looked at his Instagram and like kept seeing the aura for aura shit. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to bring that up. And then people on Twitter, like there's a tweet with like 20,000 likes roasting us for having aura for aura in the title.
Yeah.
And it's like, obviously I would never say that if I wasn't talking to Hyperpop Daily, but I've been thinking about aura a lot now.
Yeah, you know, I watched the clip from the fucking interview. He was saying that shit a lot. It's like a new thing. Before that, it was Ohio. He was saying Ohio a lot. Ohio this, Ohio that. Fucking Riz this, Riz that. You know what I mean? But now it's that shit. That shit's funny as fuck.
There's a whole new wave of slang taking over the country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You consider yourself a Sigma?
What the fuck is that?
It's like a badass dude. Like the guy who gets all the girls and shit.
Hell yeah.
Not mid.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any of that fucking stuff, bro. I feel like an old head. Just because, like, I've been, like, in the, like, underground shit, like, you know what I mean? So I was, like, fucking tense, like, 8 years.
I mean, yeah, there's, I don't know. I saw a TikTok that just had, like, all these different slang terms jammed together, and I knew, like, 20% of them, and it forced me to fucking have to go and just look up the rest of them, because I was, like, I can't be having this. Like, all this new shit is happening, all these new slang words that I don't know, because I really am genuinely an old head. But I'm fascinated.
How old are you?
40.
That's how old my dad is. My dad's 40.
Jesus Christ, that's crazy.
That's scary.
That's crazy. You could be my son.
That's pride. Holy shit.
Who's your, like, go-to producers and shit? Like, who do you, like,
when producers?
You're like,
shit, bro. I fuck with Zan Gang, heavy. Solemn. I don't know if you know that. He produced, like, fucking, like, 70% of my music. He's a crazy producer. Honestly, bro, like, majority of my songs are produced by, like, Solemn. Like, that's, like, all the hits, like, that people know, except Losing Myself. That's produced by Zan Gang. Gene Soaked is produced by
and that's
J2K. That's a really hard producer, bro. Jalen is super fired, super talented person. A lot of my songs are produced by really underground producers, too, bro. Like, I don't really work with, like, any of these, like bigger, you know what I mean, like, producers. So, yeah, they're all, like, in my little group type shit. We all be working with each other.
How did you and Solemn even link up? Was it, like, online?
Yeah, no, he sent me beats to my email, bro. Like, I'd be periodically, like, going through my email and, yeah, like, listening to all the beats people send me, and, like, his shit just stood out, bro. Like, that shit was so much different. Like, it was, like, bro, he had, like, his own spin to it, you know what I mean? Like, it was Plug and B, but, like, it was different type shit. So I feel like we, like, have somewhat developed our own, like, Plug and B sound together, bro. Like, it's not just Plug and B. It's a little bit different. Like, you know, like a Shine and Solemn type of song, you know what I mean, when you hear it.
Mm. How much lean have you sipped in your lifetime?
I don't know. I really don't know.
If I pulled out some lean right now, would you drink it?
No. I honestly,
he's sober right now, but, like,
good answer.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% sober, bro. Like I said, I've had my fun with all that shit, and yeah, I'm just not interested in it anymore. Smoking, bro, like, as I've gotten older, like, it's just, it's made me, honestly, bro, like, more anxious. Like in public settings. Like, when I was younger, bro, like, I love to be fried. Like, just, like, everywhere I go, just, like, smoking all day, like, doing nothing. But, like, honestly, bro, like, it lowered my creativity. Mm. Like, when I stopped smoking, like, I instantly had, like, a boost of creativity. Like, all this new music was being made type shit, so.
It's weird for me when I, like, go to the skate park and I just see, like, 16-year-old kids just smoking so much weed.
Bro, that shit's fucking normal these days.
Like, yeah, it's totally normal, but I just feel for them because it's like, bro, you're capping your, like,
burning yourself
out,
yeah.
Like, it's just, you don't want to be numbing your brain at such important years.
Oh, yeah. I definitely feel like it burnt me out for a little bit. Like,
what, your parents had to be aware of your drug usage somewhat, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, they were. I mean, like, they weren't aware of, like, the other, like the psychedelics and shit like that. Like, I didn't start telling my mom, like, what the fuck was going on with that until I was, like, 17, 18. Like, I was telling her, like, the shit I fucked with and all that. And, like, she, like, my mom is a smart person, like, I think she knew the whole time, but, like, there's nothing she can really do about it. Like, there's only, like, a certain extent a parent can, like, go, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Mm. Ain't that the truth?
What about, like, in Minnesota, like, how's the love and, like, how are they perceiving you back home? Like, are they catching on to what's going on?
Bro, surprisingly, like, a lot of people hit me up and they're like, do a show in Minnesota, you know what I mean? Like, I have a lot of fans there, I think. I didn't know that I had a lot of fans there. Like, I used to get a lot of hate there, bro. Like, a lot of people from, like my middle schools and shit like that. Like, yeah, they were just straight hate, but, like, now, like, yeah, it's crazy how the tables fucking turned.
When you're young, doing anything outside the box is just gonna make you get that fucking reaction from people. I feel like that,
especially with my image, bro, like, just being young, like, white artists and all this shit, like, yeah, people were just making a joke of it for real. But I was taking it serious.
Yeah, the pressure to stand out when you're in high school and shit is, or to fit in is, like, so intense. But
bro,
meanwhile, like,
bud,
as you get older, you, yeah, kind of realize, like, oh, if you really want to, like, do something with yourself, you kind of need to figure out how to make yourself stand out, you know?
Yeah, no, 100%, bro. Yeah.
What are some things that you might want to clear up that people on the internet think about you that's not true? Just like he thought you ate grass and that's not even fucking a thing.
Honestly, bro, I think a lot of people have, like, created this, like, narrative that I'm, like, this 13-year-old, like, fucking drug addict. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that, like, all I do is just, like, do opiates and, like, all this crazy shit. Like, I'm, like, I'm a I'm actually a smart person. Like, I'm not like cocky about it. Like, I just know my like self worth. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm a smart person and what I'm capable of doing. Mm. So yeah, that's probably the only thing I would clear up. Like, I'm not a drug addict. Like right now, at least. Like,
so my boy Lil Sean is not on drugs. For the people who
I'm sober right now. Yeah, right now.
Do you feel like the neck beard is part of your success?
100%.
Shout out to you got something. It's like a sneaky beard where it's like,
but it's weird, right?
You gotta see it from the right angle to peep it.
Bro, it's like only coming in down here. Like, I'm just waiting, bro. Like,
I mean, the rest will come in for sure.
Yeah, it's gonna come in. Yeah, I'm gonna keep it too.
Being grown out, or is that just for no shave?
Yeah, I don't find any like purpose in shaving it. Like, I don't really care. Kind of like stands out now.
That's
the
weird thing about being young is you just get like hair in like strange places. I remember being like eighth grade and having hella long nipple hair, but no hair on the rest of my chest.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
I'm not kidding either. I feel like a lot of people had that. Maybe.
Yeah, no, I definitely haven't experienced that one yet. Yeah, no, but with the facial hair, though, I mean, like, yeah. When I do get a beard, though, I'm going to keep it, for sure. I want to grow like your shit, no cap. Yeah.
For sure, though.
Shout out the beard.
So, like, are you recording yourself nowadays for the most part?
Yeah, no, I've never used an engineer. I don't know, yeah.
Not even in L.A.? Because, you know, when you get to L.A., they try to get you.
I go to the studio, but I record myself. Like,
oh, all right.
Like, I set up my computer and shit and, like, pull the mic, you know what I mean, by the computer and just punch in.
Damn.
Yeah. That's how it's always been. I don't feel comfortable with someone else mixing my shit, bro. Like, I feel like my sound is so, like, unique, like, an engineer couldn't copy it type shit. Like, my shit, like, does not fit studio standards, bro.
So
like,
the whole Lovesick album is completely...
Every album, like every song I have on my SoundCloud, my fucking Spotify, all that shit is...
It's
like,
all you just...
Yes, written, engineered by me, like all that shit, yeah. Mastered, yeah.
That's hard. You think the label's going to ever try to press you into getting like other people to step in and...
No, not unless I sign like a fucking, like a full label deal or something like that. Like with distribution deals, like full creative control. Type shit, which is like the way I want it. It's the way I need it. Yeah.
What's the plans for Lil Sean in the future? Like, where do you want to be in next year, 2024? What's your goals?
Fucking big ass rap, really. I don't know. Like,
I mean, you're on your way. You're.
I'm on my way, bro. It took a long fucking time, like long time coming type shit. But bro, like I said before, I want Plug and B to be like, you know, like I want to push the Plug and B narrative, bro. Like, I want people to like recognize, like, you know, like how fucking cool of a genre this shit is, bro. Because this shit's really fire. I just think, like, not enough people know about it, bro.
You got to respect somebody who goes hard for their genre above themselves. Because he's not even, like, talking about himself as much as he's saying, like, nah, I'm trying to put on for this fucking wave. Overall.
Yeah, the whole thing, bro. Not just me. Everyone that does this shit, bro. There's a lot of talented artists that don't get enough recognition with the Plug and B shit, bro. Yeah, like Corey Lingo. It's one of them for sure. Yeah.
Name, like, 2-3 more so everyone's watching. They might go tap in.
Yeah, y'all gotta tap in with Corey Lingo, Lebzanon, and Young Friendy. Like, all fire artists, bro. Like, it's just crazy. Like, yeah, the Plug and B shit is so slept on. Like, really. Everyone's focused on the opium shit right now, bro. Like, opium this, opium that's all I hear. But, like, I mean, I got nothing against it. It's just, like, I don't know, people need to branch out, you know what I mean?
So if there was a Ken Carson show in your town, would you go?
I don't go to shows.
You don't?
No. I mean, not now. I don't want to seem like a fanboy.
You don't even want to just, like, the vibe?
Nah.
See what's going on.
I mean, I go if, like, it was like some like personal cool shit where like I'm like chopping it up with like the artist that's performing, but like on some like fan shit where I'm like just watching the show, nah, like I'm not gonna go.
Respect.
Yeah.
Sure. Not even for like any of like OG artists and shit, like maybe like artists not in your realm. Like you wanna go to like a Drake show?
No, I don't really listen to Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Surprisingly.
I dig it.
Yeah. I mean like if Michael Jackson was still alive, yeah. I'll go to a Michael Jackson show for sure.
I'll fuck with your obsession for Michael Jackson.
Bro, because he's just like, yeah, he's such a big inspiration to me, bro. Like, real shit. Yeah.
Why do you think you were so inspired? Was it the music? Was it the fashion? Like, what drew you to Michael Jackson?
I don't know, bro. I think it, like, just the melodies, bro. Like, I'm not going to lie. I can moonwalk. Like,
oh, word?
Real shit. Like, I can,
you gotta,
like,
bust some moonwalks for us, man.
I will. I got you. Yeah.
All right, for sure. We're gonna
bro, I used to be able to, like, really dance like him, bro. Like, spot on. Like, when I was a kid, like, I was so obsessed with that shit, bro. Like, I learned, like, his, like, stage performances, like, to a T. Like, I could, like, recite, like, a full concert of him, like, performing. Like, yeah, perfectly.
Nope. Rap needs that.
Yeah. Mm. I'm gonna start like busting out like all these like hidden talents for the internet. I just did like the cup stacking shit. You saw that? I like stack cups. You know, like speed stacking is. I can stack cups like hella fast. And I did that shit. They posted on Twitter. That shit went viral.
How'd you learn that?
The internet. Yeah, okay. Just seeing that shit, bro. Like, found interest in it. I got
a
pretty.
Did you have like a bottle flip phase?
No, I definitely didn't have one of those. No, I'm trying to think.
Fidget spinner.
I mean, yeah, like just to like play around with, yeah, but not like seriously. The cup stack and shit, like I really took serious.
What's another hidden talent that no one knows that Lil Sean has?
There's cup stacking. There's the moonwalk. I don't know. I think that might be it. I mean, I don't know.
Any sports? You play any sports?
Oh, I mean, like, yeah, I played like basketball and football and shit when I was younger, like middle school type shit. I played basketball and football, but like I was never like fucking like crazy good at it or anything where I could like become like a professional athlete off doing the shit. I just did it like for fun.
There's no part of you that still kind of wants to skate and shit. That's just
No, that's another hidden talent. So I can really skate, bro. Like I really was doing that shit. Like that was like every day, like go to school, like right when I'm done, go to like skate park type shit with everyone. I definitely could still skate right now. Like if I had a board, like I could probably kickflip.
I mean, it's crazy seeing the rise of BLP Kosher because he's probably the best skater.
Bro, I was
ever.
Watching him. He's fucking cold, bro. Super he know, yeah.
You guys got to play
super
skate.
Super talented.
Before him, but, no, people were talking about
he
like.
He kill me, bro. He's like, yeah. He knows how to skate. Like,
he's got real footage. Like, before him, we were talking about Rich the Kid because he could like do a tray flip one time. Like, I mean, yeah. BLP Kosher, I wonder how hard he still goes because be
he's
dope
still in
it.
There. He's still
no, once you get to that skating. Point, like, there's no like going back, like with the skating. Like, that shit's like muscle memory, bro. Like, he probably could do that shit.
He still. Literally still goes like to skate park. He'll go to like random city and him and
oh, yeah, he probably does.
They
yeah.
go like make no. sure they hit his skate.
I was watching
park
that shit, bro. He's fucking talented.
Lil Wayne would
shit.
Probably bring him on tour just to skate with him because I know some dudes who have been brought on tour with Lil Wayne just to hang out at the skate park at night when the show's
bro, I
over.
I forgot Lil Wayne could skate. I remember that yeah. era.
I think his board still hasn't really like left the ground. He does like roll on grinds and shit, but I mean, it's better
yeah.
than nothing.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay, anything else that we should hit?
Are you still obsessed with strawberry milk?
Strawberry milk?
Or what was the brand? True Moo?
Yeah.
Shit, I haven't drunk that shit in a long ass time. But like, there was a phase where like I would get fried and just like drink strawberry milk, bro. That shit was gas. Okay.
This makes me think about what my stomach would do if I drank a bunch of strawberry milk right
oh,
now.
Oh yeah, it definitely ended in. Yeah.
Some time.
You can only imagine, yeah.
For sure.
One more. What is Ocean Gang?
Ocean Gang?
Yeah.
That's like Cartier God's shit. You know what Cartier God is? That's like Reptilian Club Boys, like that little like group. That's like his like group, Ocean Gang. I'm not part of it.
You weren't? Oh, you're not?
I was part of that Reptilian Club Boys shit, though.
Oh, all right. So that's where the...
Yeah, that's probably where, like, the question comes from. Like, but, like, I've only seen, like, Ocean Gang, like, that name, like, surface around, like, Cartier God. Like, that's, like, his shit. Like, that's, like... I don't think there's anyone in it, though, besides, like, him and maybe, like, another producer. But that's, like, his... Because
yeah. You were in multiple groups before, like, the D1. Then what else? What other group were you in?
No, it was literally just, like, D1 and then the Reptilian Club Boys shit.
Oh, all right, for sure.
Yeah, it was literally just those two. Yeah, but I was like, bro, the RCB shit, the Reptilian Club Boys, it was like, it was so brief. Like, I wasn't really like in the group type shit. Like, I was just like friends with like some of the members in there. We'd hang out and like the name, like the people started like automatically assuming that I was part of the group. And like, yeah, the internet just automatically put that label on me. So I don't know. I ran with it.
Give me another little random Lil Sean fact.
A fact?
Yeah, just a random.
I don't know, bro. I'm honestly smart as shit. That's literally just another fact. Like, on the computers, bro. Like, I'm so technological. Like, if I wasn't a rapper right now, like, I would probably be doing something, like, tech-related. Or I'd become a doctor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, I'd probably become a doctor.
It seems like a very different skill set. Like,
it definitely
to
is.
To sit in medical school for, like, 8 years and then be able to, like, fit into this super regimented lifestyle versus being a rapper where you kind of just get to, like, hang out.
Yeah, I feel it. I don't know. I just, like... I could always picture myself like being a doctor, like popping out in the doctor coat. You know what I mean? Like, it's just hard. Like,
you
feel like all the work would pay off.
You ever listen to Shine, the rapper from the 90s? Just to
Shine?
That's your OG. Yeah. S-H-Y-N-E.
No.
He stabbed somebody for Puffy.
No, I thought. Didn't Black Cray go by Lil Shine?
You might be right.
Yeah, I think he did.
Black Cray. I have a legendary Black Cray interview.
Yeah, he's a fucking legend too. Yeah. It's another one. Okay.
Shout out Black Cray.
Black Cray got you into rapping?
Bro, like, partly, like, around that same time, like, that I was introduced to plug shit, bro, like, Lil Tracy, Black Cray, like, all that shit, like, it was surfacing, like, that shit was a big inspiration, bro. I used to listen to hella Black Cray, like, Black Cray's fucking a goat, no cap.
Thanks. All right, appreciate you, Lil Sean, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Adam.
Tap in with my man, thank you to Remo for the play.
Lil Sean in the building.
Let's go.
Gang. I spilled Walk Hard on my jeans.
Now my jeans soaked.
Come on, man.
Tell him. Lil Sean, Remo, No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support.